you just want to be darn sure that you aren't going to get yourself in trouble by putting a military man in. I don't agree with that. The other...
I totally disagree with that, but what's the other point?
That one he thought was the big problem.
Yeah.
The secondary problem, he said there would be a problem vis-a-vis Henry.
Well, the hell with Henry.
Who would not like the idea of the fact that Haig has substantive views that are contrary to Henry's.
No, but Henry has got to sort of shape up. He's not acting very well.
Well, I think that's right. Plus, I think, and Al felt, too, that Henry would initially maybe have some concern about it, but would get over it pretty quickly. He did not see that as a debilitating factor. Only
the military thing doesn't bother me a bit, Bob.
The military...
As far as Henry, that's an in-house thing, and that we can handle. But Al's the only man for it. I mean, I thought of everybody else as I was going out to Julie's and coming back tonight, and good God, Al knows the whole thing. He's loyal, tough, strong. He can handle the likes of the garments and the rest. And
well, that's the point. Nobody's
going to give any bullshit on him.
Because he knows everything. I think for the next few weeks at least, you've got to have somebody there who can't be Buffalo.
How would it be done? You just point him as...
I don't know. I talked to him, you ought to talk to him. And
I will tomorrow.
Tell him to work out the way to do it.
Right.
He'll know how to do it. I don't know. You got to decide what you want to do. I would think that you would not do it as a permanent thing. You would ask him.
Oh, no. It's a temporary additional duty. He takes a leave to take on.
From his active assignment and come over as White House Chief of Staff for the interim period here.
Mm-hmm.
And then his assignment should be to review the whole, to take immediate command,
right.
Instant command, and
right.
To get things moving right the way
and make recommendations
should be now, and then to either work himself into or out of a permanent job.
That's right.
Depending on what you and he feel is the best outcome.
That's
you may both feel that he ought to stay there.
I wish he would, but I don't want him. I don't want to put that to him so hard right now.
No.
Poor devil is just moved in his beautiful house.
He should. I think it ought to be a temporary thing.
Right.
It ought to be determined after...
I think I should do that tomorrow, don't you think?
Yes, sir.
Okay, boy.
I do. Now, he's down in Georgia at some maneuvers or something. And he's available by phone, and if he's ordered up, he can come up so I can get him back. And
tell him I want him to come up, and I'm going to have him be here over the weekend, okay?
Okay. You want him to come see you in the morning, then?
Yeah, about 11 o'clock.
All right.
I'm going to see Packard at 9, you see, and I've got... I want Al to come in. We're gonna take over this goddamn place. Otherwise, you're gonna have the likes of, Garment and Schultz and the rest.
They all mean well, and they
mean well, but basically, they're wonderful people, but they don't understand what the hell the game's about.
That's right, and they can be very useful if they're under the right kind of direction and all that. And Al can do it.
And Al also can control Henry.
Right.
Otherwise, he'll be in every 5 minutes to tell me.
The ideal thing about it is there's nobody there that can Buffalo him. He's smarter than any of them, and he knows the track better than any of them.
That's right.
And that's the overriding advantage.
That's right. Right. Good. Okay. Anything else to report?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, good luck tomorrow, boy.
All right.
Just stand firm, tell the truth, and screw the bastards.
Righto.
Because you're on the right side. You know that, Bob.
I certainly do.
And, what's happened to Strawn? What has he said or done or anything?
Nothing.
You know?
He's in good shape. Keo fired him a couple of days ago. So the poor guy's out of work.
That's fair enough. That's all right.
He's hanging tight, and he'll do fine.
Well, you tell the truth. Goddamn it, truth is pretty good.
That's right.
Yeah. This whole business about Krogh really burns my ass, because basically you were just doing the right thing, weren't we?
Absolutely.
And that God, the Department of Justice knew the whole thing. It wasn't a question of me keeping anything from them. They knew it all.
That's right.
And when they said to move, I moved.
Right.
Okay, bye.
Good.
Thank you.
I'll see you in the morning.
Fine. 11 o'clock.
Okay.